This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the Friends of India in Bishkek on the first day of his two-day visit to Kyrgyzstan. Four delegations working with India in various fields were present on the occasion. The Prime Minister will also hold bilateral meetings today with the leaders of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states. These include meetings with the heads of the state of Russia, Iran, Kyrgyzstan and Armenia. PM appreciated their energy, enthusiasm and valuable contributions towards strengthening the bonds of friendship between India and Kyrgyz Republic. Prime Minister will hold bilateral meetings today with the leaders of Russia, Iran, Kyrgyzstan and Armenia. Tomorrow he will address the 26th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The government today notified the Semicon 2.0 scheme with an outlay of 1.27 lakh crore rupees to boost the chip manufacturing ecosystem in the country. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said with this India could account for nearly 10% of the global semiconductor industry market in the coming years and is expected to play a much bigger role in the global semiconductor value chain. Mr. Vaishnav added that the focus of the government is towards making the country firmly embedded in the global semiconductor value chain, from wafer fabrication to chip production. After releasing the notifications for all six pillars of the Semicon India Program 2.0, Mr. Vaishnav noted that there is confidence among global semiconductor industry stakeholders that India is the right destination for major investment in the coming decades. President Draupadi Murmu today said the textile and apparel sector is not only an important part of India's cultural heritage, but also provides a livelihood to millions of people. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Fashion Technology, the president called upon students to adopt a global outlook while remaining rooted in the country's rich cultural heritage and values. Emphasizing the growing role of women in the fashion industry, the president said around 85% of the nearly 4,000 students present at the event are women. Calling upon the youth to contribute to the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the president said students should not remain merely job seekers, but should strive to become job providers and create employment opportunities for others. President Murmu said that over the past four decades, NIFT students and professionals have made significant achievements at the national and international levels, bringing recognition to India. In Nepal, the death toll from last week's devastating floods and mudslides has risen to 903, while more than 4,247 people remain untraceable. According to the Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the figure has increased from Sunday's figure of 2,502. Bodies have been recovered from all eight affected districts of Nepal as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded. Meanwhile, at least 933 workers are believed to be trapped at around half a dozen hydropower projects. Rescue teams backed by India and other experts are searching around half a dozen blocked hydropower tunnels, including Trisuli 3A. In Tibet, the death toll currently stands at 16, with 546 reported to be missing. The disaster sent a torrent of ice, rock, mud and debris through towns and villages along the Nepal-Tibet border. A preliminary study by Nepali scientists found the floods were triggered by a massive ice rock avalanche at around 5,200 meters in Raswa's Langtang Lirung area. The debris entered the Lande River before surging through the Bhote Kosi and Trisuli. The Indian Navy today commissioned INS Nipun, the second diving support vessel of the Nistar class, a naval dockyard, Mumbai. Speaking at the commissioning ceremony, Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Krishna Swaminathan, said that amid a period of strategic churn, Nipun is going to be a powerful addition to the Navy's specialized underwater capabilities required for multi-domain deep-water operations at sea. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.